Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Well, back to Malachi chapter 3, and we have come to verse 13, for 13 and following, but so far have just started into verse 13, which brings the last charge of Malachi against the people of God. The charge, of course, is not Malachi's, it is God's, but Malachi is God's spokesman, and so the charge comes to the nation through the lips of Malachi. And the accusation has to do with their words, their disrespectful words, their antagonistic words, their hostile words. They're even violent words against God Almighty, against God. People who claimed to be the people of God, who claimed to be worshipers of God, who claimed that they were obediently following God and doing the things that He told them to do. But as this book continues on, and as Malachi begins to show them, well, you have transgressed the word of God here. And you've transgressed the word of God over here. And you've transgressed the word of God in this regard. And you've transgressed the word of God in that requirement. And as he was laying charge upon charge, indictment upon the people of Israel, they were getting more and more agitated. And eventually, they were exploding in their speech, which was really just a manifestation of what had been in their heart all along, but normally it is more carefully guarded. Normally people who claim to be the people of God don't allow themselves to speak harsh words about God or to God, but sometimes your true feelings, your true sentiments break forth and reveal themselves, and that's exactly what's happening here. And so we will continue our study. Thank you for joining me on this Thursday, February 13. Thank you so much for remembering that we can only do this with financial help from our radio listeners. Here's how verse 13 opens. Your words have been harsh against me, says the Lord. Your words have been harsh against me. And that phrase implies hard, strong, aggressive, combative, antagonistic, violent words against God. There's the idea in here that were designed to overrule God's word. These words against God basically were to defy the word of God, defy the scriptures. To say, we will not submit to what you have said. We will not accept what you have spoken. They did not agree with God's perspective. They did not appreciate God's ways. And, incredibly, they claimed their right to criticize, contradict, and overrule God's revealed will, which was in itself a manifestation of their sinful, unbelieving hearts that were unsubmitted to God's rule. They claimed to be believers. They claimed to be the people of God. But the truth of the matter is they were unbelievers. They had unbelieving hearts because their hearts were unsubmitted to God's word. And so finally, I mean, it's pretty clear up until now what's going on. Every charge that Malachi brings to them, and some of them even goes through some pretty specific details to prove the charge. Every charge that Malachi brings to them, they evade and mostly deny. But finally, their full antagonism erupts, and they demonstrate that they have no intention of submitting to God's word, and they claim for themselves the right to contradict it and overrule it if they please. Just like people in our day. I left the broadcast yesterday talking about a discussion that was going on in a Christian thread about the issue of what the Bible teaches about the roles of men and women in the church and the difference of the roles. And it was hotly contested by people who called themselves Christians. And one man just wrote, he said something like this, "Surely God wouldn't want us to deny women the opportunity to pastor churches. Surely God wouldn't want us to do that." Well, now how do we know what God wants us to do? Only one way. By reading His Word, studying His Word, finding out what He has said. People have strange ideas. People who call themselves Christians have strange ideas. Many people have the idea that their thoughts, their feelings, their perspective determines what God wants. This is the way I feel about it, so naturally that's what God wants, that's what God endorses. God agrees with me. Wrong. Not if you disagree with God. Wrong. The standard is not what you think, how you think things ought to be. The standard is, what has God said? What has God revealed? And everything must be measured against that, and anything that disagrees with the revealed will of God must change. We must change our thoughts, our perspectives, our opinions, our sentiments to conform to the Word of God, not the other way around. But how many people calling themselves Christians think they have every right in all the world to overrule God's Word and to declare that what God really wants is the opposite of what His Word declares, the opposite of the Bible? It's an incredible thing, but here we have it in Malachi's day, so I guess we shouldn't be terribly surprised to find it in our day as well. So what we have here is people who are arguing with God, disagreeing with God, contradicting God, correcting God, which leads to rejecting all pretense of serving God, or there's two things that it can lead to. When people have that perspective, they either walk away from Christian worship, walk away from obedience to God altogether. We've had that sad experience in our own church. Young people who grew up in our church at one time said they were believers, but with the passing of time, they declared that they had become agnostics. They didn't believe in God, weren't sure whether there even is a God or not. They are agnostics. They just don't know. Well, so that's one possibility. When you disagree with the Word of God, you can reject all pretense of serving God as one extension, result of that kind of thinking, and this is the one that is even more common, or change the worship of God to make it acceptable to me. Another way of putting it is exchange revealed religion for manufactured religion. Let me explain that. The Christian religion, if I can use that term, some people don't like us to use the term religion in connection with Christianity, and I've heard that, and I understand the squeamishness that some people have. Some people would like to reserve the word religion for everything that's non-Christian, and say Christianity is not a religion, it's a relationship, and so forth, and that's all true. But it is also a religion. A religion is a definable way of worship. And Christianity certainly is a definable way of worship. It defines who we worship, defines the God that we say we worship, distinguishing the Christian God from all other so-called gods, all other entities that are called God and worshipped as God. It defines who God is, and it defines how we have a relationship with Him and how we are to worship Him. All of that is defined for us in the Bible. And therefore, Christianity is a revealed religion. Someone has said that when you're talking about Christianity and religion, you're talking about the things that Christians are commanded to do. It is the activities of Christianity that constitute the religion. Obviously, to become a Christian, there are no activities involved in that. To become a Christian, you must be born again. To become a Christian, you become a Christian by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and not by what you do. But when you are a Christian, or claim to be one, then you do recognize, don't you, that there are many commandments, instructions, requirements in the Bible that tell you this is the way God tells you to live. This is the way, walk ye in it, and it's defined by the Bible. And those things that we are told to do are considered by some to be the Christian religion. That's the religion part. But however you define religion, the point I'm trying to make is that the Christian religion is a revealed religion, not a manufactured religion. By that I mean, what we know about the Christian religion has been given to us. We didn't come up with this on our own. This didn't come from within us. It came from heaven to us. It is delivered to us. It is revealed to us. As opposed to a manufactured religion, and what I mean by that is one its origin is found in the mind of man. A man, or many men, sometimes over a period of time, but some new religion, maybe some new aberrant form of Christianity comes down the pike, and it's almost always started by some individual who claims to have received some kind of new revelation from God, and that revelation changes everything that formerly people thought was the Christian religion. And of course, now you have to sort out that claim. Is that a valid claim? Has God actually revealed something addition to what He gave us in the Bible? And is it possible that God has now revealed something that contradicts what He revealed in the Bible? And of course, true Christians say no. No. There may be a claim to something being revealed to someone, but that's a false claim or a mistaken claim if it contradicts the Bible. The Bible is the revelation of God. If it contradicts the Bible, it's not the revelation of God. It is manufactured, not revealed. The Christian religion is a revealed religion. So you can either accept what God has given, or if you're not willing to accept it, you can walk away and say, I don't call myself a Christian anymore. Or you can alter revealed Christianity into something of your choosing, something you like, but then, of course, you no longer have Christianity either. But that's what happens a lot of times. People changing, tweaking, refining, overruling what God has revealed and changed and put their own thoughts and preferences in its place. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.